This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Lots of stuff in the news to talk about, including apparently a 100% fatal procedure to upload your brain. We can talk about that. And this has been a great week for interesting headlines that we'll probably never get a chance to talk about just because of the way the show goes. But because you can call in about anything you want. But apparently Netflix is also now looking at getting into the TV news business. So they've been dominating in, dramatic productions in recent years, basically topping all of the mainstream networks. Easily, essentially, by being able to do whatever it is that they want to and buy all kinds of old properties up. Now they're looking at doing news production, so we can talk about many things tonight here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Now, you've got me curious about this Netflix news thing.
We can talk about that now and save Venezuela
since
updates
you mentioned
for later.
It, let's talk about it.
All right. Fair enough. Here's the story from MarketWatch. Lord Andrew Adonis, a former UK cabinet minister and academic, is one of the most vociferous, high-profile proponents of Brexit. Recently, he took the issue on Twitter with a coverage from the BBC of Britain's protracted departure from the European Union and pleaded for Netflix to set up a sharp, balanced news service. While Netflix won't be setting up a news service anytime soon, the streaming service is in the early stages of developing what it hopes will be a, quote, sharp, balanced, unquote, news show. A television executive who recently collaborated with Netflix on a documentary series said the streaming giant is planning a weekly news magazine show to rival long-standing network shows as CBS's 60 Minutes or ABC's 2020. So we're not talking about nightly news necessarily.
Right, that's what I was thinking when you had mentioned, newscast. Oh, okay, they're going to be doing, like 6 o'clock news on Netflix.
Well, something on Netflix probably. Do they do live streaming? I guess they could, right? They've got the infrastructure to do streaming.
In theory, they could.
Yeah. So I suppose they could do something like that, which would be interesting to see Netflix get into the world where they're actually producing something at a specific time, whereas instead normally what they do is produce a whole series and then release the entire series at once when it comes to dramatic series.
At a specific time. It gets released at midnight.
Good point. So,
now, one thing that I think would be funny if they had the guy do the old-timey radio voice and then played the little newsreel things before TV shows or movies that you were about to watch.
Oh, that would be interesting. It probably would
this week,
too many
Dateline, Washington, D.C., Donald Trump, blah-da-da-da-da.
If it wasn't optional, it would probably make people angry.
But if it's, like a 30-second, one-minute little newsreel sort of thing.
That's cool. It would be funny to bring that back. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like Hulu. You pay for that, but they have commercials in the middle of the shows.
Wait, if you pay for Hulu, they show you commercials?
Yeah.
What a scam. The whole point is to get rid of the commercials by paying for a service.
That was
like that.
The original thing of cable television, no commercials. And now there's all kinds of commercials. Yeah, you were paying for it.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
You're paying for television.
Yeah, okay, I guess I see what you're saying there. But
there were not supposed to be commercials on cable.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, see, I wasn't even, basically born when cable came out, so I don't remember the pitch for cable back then.
But yeah, the pitch was, you pay, you get all of these extra channels, and because you're paying, there are no commercials.
So this is all according to a television executive. They're not actually able to get Netflix to comment on the story. The person said, on a condition of anonymity, quote, Netflix has spotted a hole in the market for a current affairs TV show encompassing both sides of the political divide and are seeking to fill it. they said. The streaming giant initially eschewed news coverage in favor of commissioning drama, comedy, and documentaries, but lately it's been on a current affairs talk show buying frenzy, signing up comedians David Letterman, Joel McHale, Hassan Minhaj, Michelle Wolf, and Norm Macdonald. I've only heard of David Letterman in that group.
Norm Macdonald used to be on Saturday Night Live a long time ago.
To present programs that will be significantly devoted to satirizing the news, but Netflix is also on the lookout for a less irreverent and comedic take on the news. Last week, it was revealed they were reportedly in advanced negotiations with former President Barack Obama to produce a series of high-profile shows. They're expected to spend roughly $8 billion on content in 2018 to fund 700 shows and films. Now, I wonder, how does that compare to the average network's stable of shows? I don't imagine a large network has more than a dozen or so shows every single year as far as their dramatic productions go.
Well, I don't think they are saying there are going to be 700 different titles. So this TV show has 20 episodes.
Yeah.
That's 20 shows.
Yeah.
This show has 10.
You're
that's
probably right.
10 more shows.
Still, that's a huge amount of content that they are cranking
oh,
out.
Oh, it's a lot of content. I'm not trying to deny that, but the way they're presenting the number, it makes it sound like it's a lot more than what it is. Because most people are thinking, wow, they're coming out with 700 titles.
Right. Those aren't 700 different intellectual properties. Those are 700 episodes, is what you're saying. And you're probably right about that. Rising to 12, so $8 billion on content in 2018. They're planning on spending $12.2 billion, so 50% more in just two more years in 2020. While news magazine shows have been eclipsed by reality TV in recent years, with the news cycle becoming ever more partisan and frenzied under Trump, the streaming service hopes they can revive the genre. The source says, quote, Netflix are proceeding with caution over this because they're well aware that most new current affairs shows underwhelm and are expensive. They want to make their show economically viable without compromising the production costs and news gathering operation.
Now, one thing that they mentioned earlier that I want to go back to, where they said, we're going to present both sides of an issue. They're still going to be buying into this. There's only left and right.
That paradigm, sure.
If they really wanted to do something interesting and that's not been done that I'm aware of in a news show, they should take a cue from the sports talk show on ESPN called Around the Horn. To where they have the host, and then they have four different people that represent, several different ideas. Instead of just, here's a guy from the Republicans, here's a guy from the Democrats.
Well, didn't Bill Maher do that with his show a long time ago? Politically Incorrect, I think is what it was called.
He didn't have, a bunch of different panelists. He would just
four different panelists on,
Oh, okay. Whenever I saw it, it was just like him talking to a guest.
No, that must have been some other show that he did. But there was a show that he did for years. I forget which network it was on, but it was that exact thing that you were describing with different panelists with different opinions.
Okay.
He had like Penn Jillette on a few times and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know that he would claim to be a libertarian, but then one time he was asked, what's your ideal political party? And he described the Green Party platform.
You're talking about Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so his version of politically incorrect is just, big government.
Obviously, Daryl, you're
while just throwing around the word libertarian.
Yeah, I mean, you're extrapolating what's going to end up happening from what this anonymous source is sort of revealing. We don't know what Netflix is going
to
actually
and they don't even know what they're
release.
Going to do because right now it's just something being talked about in a boardroom maybe.
Right. It may turn out to be fairly balanced. It may turn out to have, a different skew than we're expecting. So I think it's great news. I think that Netflix is a real success story, aren't they? They started in the mid to late 1990s as a DVD distribution by mail operation. They quickly crushed Blockbuster, basically out of business, as well as there were a few other competitors in the DVD by mail distribution world, and they all ended up going out of business. Netflix just dominated that area. They then got into streaming once bandwidth became possible, to do that, and they just had this huge streaming platform with significant chunk of the internet bandwidth that's used by them, as I understand it. And then, of course, because they've become so popular for delivery of content, they have like, what, over 100 million viewers or something ridiculous like that. It's an insane amount of people, and they've basically surpassed, I believe, don't quote me on this, but the revenues of major studios.
117.5 million customers worldwide.
Yeah, and I think they've got a good 30 million of that at least in the United States, if not 50 or so. There's a lot of them in the U.S. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We can continue. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want and dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. 450 free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the latest on Venezuela coming up here in a moment. But we actually started with the story about Netflix that is appearing, that it looks like they're going to start their own news show. And we don't know what the timetable is on this. This is an anonymous comment being given to MarketWatch by somebody who is a television executive, claims to have been consulting with Netflix on this very subject. So that's interesting, because as we were commenting before, Netflix has turned into a media juggernaut. It is the thing that, like, when you hear people talking, or at least when I do, maybe, Daryl, this is your experience as well, but when you hear people talking about pop culture, right, when they talk about their favorite television shows, their favorite shows that they're watching.
Oh, like the Stranger Thing.
That's one I've heard of.
That's all I really know. Like. I've heard of it.
There's the one you really like, right?
Black Mirror.
So whenever I hear people talking about television shows, almost without exception, and there are some exceptions, but it seems like they're Netflix. Like, if I ask, what's that? Oh, it's a Netflix show. Oh,
right.
Wow. Like, so a lot of people subscribe. In fact, pulled up the subscriber numbers. It was over 100 million, 115 or so million?
117.5 million worldwide.
Over 50 million of that is in the United States, according to some recent numbers. And we can continue to talk about sort of the phenomenon that that is Netflix here, because there's some other interesting
and
related news.
I'm curious how many people that aren't cord cutters have Netflix. Because I know that, you know, the crowd that we hang around with, if you will,
more likely
tend to be cord cutters.
Yeah, that's true. Good question. Let's go first, though, to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Tom.
I was talking to somebody at the donut shop about how, rather long line. They're keeping people waiting for a long time. And I suspected that it's because it's there's a much lower unemployment now than there was like 2 years ago. And unemployment seems to be going down, at least in this area. And
what's the line at the donut shop have to do with unemployment? I'm sorry. Maybe I missed the connection there.
Well, people quit and, it's hard to keep good help. And because you have to pay them more and more. When unemployment goes down, I suspect that the donut shop people are in denial about having to wages, the cost of labor.
Hold on. Are you saying that there's unemployment, and so therefore the donut shop has worse clerks?
No, and he's saying that the donut shop is understaffed, and there's not enough people to work at the donut shop because unemployment is low.
But unemployment's low. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay.
Now, what I'm getting at here is
so what kind of donut were you wanting to buy from the donut shop? That's the really important question.
Anyway,
I'm curious now, too. What's your favorite kind of donut?
I don't have a favorite donut. But anyway, they have the unemployment level keeps going down, and it's hard. Wages have to keep going up in order to make up for it. But then what happens, when the cost goes down, then you got to trim people's wages. And the polite way to do that, since it seems nasty to say, okay, you're making $13 an hour, we're going to slash your weight down to $10 an hour, is...
I don't think the people at the donut shop are making $13 an hour.
But
no, they're not.
Nonetheless, if you did tell somebody they had to take a huge pay cut like that, there's a good chance they're going to walk out the door.
Yes.
Now, what I'm getting at is, you tell the base rate is, let's say, $10 an hour, but we're offering a $3 an hour labor shortage premium. And, of course, you would have to multiply that by time and a half if they work over 40 hours, because it's really part of the base rate. It's just a cosmetic way of describing why you're making so much more. And then when the unemployment rate goes back up again, because the price of labor has to fluctuate just like the price of oil and the price of gold and everything else, it's going to be going up and down.
It goes a lot slower. I mean, the price of labor changes a lot slower than the prices of products because you can't just F around with somebody.
Well, the price of oil and gold changes constantly throughout the day.
Right. Whereas people who are working somewhere get a review after 90 days, maybe another review after a year or 6 months or something like that. And most of the time they expect that they're going to go up in price, not down.
And most of the time, the jobs that I've had, in the last 15 years that have been W-2 jobs, when I got hired, here's the rate of proposed pay raises. As long as you get a good performance review, you will get these rates. So I knew after 6 months, I get another 50 cents. After a year, I get another 48 cents or whatever, because it was all based off of percentages.
And it's certainly true that labor costs could go down over time. I mean, in the radio business, we've seen this happen. We've seen radio companies that are doing very poorly basically come in and tell their staff, hey, if you really love radio, we'd love for you to stay with us, but you're going to have to take a 10% pay cut,
right?
Or a 5% pay cut or something like that.
What I'm getting at is you call it a labor shortage premium so that when the unemployment rate goes back up again, then you trim that premium or you remove that premium, but you don't cut their base rate. And that's a polite marketing way of doing that. And by the way,
I see what you're saying. You're saying you would do that to them in advance. You would inform the employee that, hey, the base rate for this job is $10, but you're going to get a premium during good times of $3 per hour. But beware, we could cut it back. If you're doing that, I think in advance, and the employee or potential employee knows what to expect, then I think that's a more fair way to approach it. So
I think you've got a better idea or a better shot of getting this idea passed if you actually call the CEO of the donut shop instead of calling the radio show.
Well, I mean, I'm glad he called because it's worth talking about.
Right, it's an interesting conversation. He's telling us that we need to implement something.
Well, we can't implement something. We don't have the same kind of labor costs here.
We can't tell the person at Dunkin' Donuts that their pay is being manipulated.
Well, plus, actually, here the co-hosts are essentially volunteers who get kind of a bonus. We've been
stipend
recently throwing them a stipend to come in here just because we appreciate what they do. But ultimately, it's not an employee-employer situation here. And no, Daryl, you can't just call the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts up. If you could, then I'd be on the phone with him tomorrow to pitch him on taking Bitcoin or something like that. These people have gatekeepers for a reason.
Oh, I know that.
Keep people like Tom from that's the reason why people like Tom call Free Talk Live, because we don't have a gatekeeper.
Right.
And you can call in. There's no gate here. There is a call screener. He will ask you your name, where you're calling from, and in like one word what you're
talking about. And it doesn't even have to be an actual name.
No, you can name yourself whatever it is you want here on Free Talk.
Who's the guy, Cobra Commander, that used to call in?
Long. It's been way too long. We don't know what happened to him after the 2012 campaign when he was running for president. He didn't show in the 2016 elections. We never heard from him during that time frame, I don't believe. So maybe someday we will hear from Cobra Commander again. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more coming up about Netflix, just the interesting details about that particular company and its rise to prominence in so many people's lives. 50 million Americans are subscribers, and I presume that's like, you might as well count that as 50 million households, right? I mean, the odds are there's probably...
Right, because you can share an account with, I think it's like 3 or 4 people in a house.
So how many Americans are sort of, what's the pass-around rate, if you will, of a Netflix subscription as far as how many people are affected by one subscription? It's
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can also join us on our Discord. There's a chat room going on right now with Free Talk Live listeners in there. But there's also the on-air call-in line room on the Discord. There's multiple different rooms. And if you want to get on the air with us, join that call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. That's, again, discord.lrn.fm. Also online, bitcoin.com. You want to go there to learn about Bitcoin. If you are new to the world of Bitcoin, it's not too late, even though it's been around for 9 years. We're still in the very beginning phases of this cryptocurrency evolution that has been happening, and you can learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com, learn how to get Bitcoin, learn about wallets, and learn what you need to know. But also, if you're not new to Bitcoin and you want the latest news headlines, just go to news.bitcoin.com, and you can get those there every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, more on the media coming up here. Not only news about Netflix, but also YouTube cracking down on conspiracy videos, apparently. It's Ian and Daryl here. Let's go first, though, to Harry in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. He is watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hey, Harry, go ahead.
All right, yeah. So I just wanted to talk about the the gun control, the walkout on the
Hello? Okay. Guess he had some trouble there. The walkout, which I presume he's talking about students, a headline from NBCNews.com, students demand action on gun violence with nationwide walkout. Parkland, Florida, they solemnly spilled onto the high school football field, holding signs protesting gun violence and wearing shirts that read, "March for Our Lives." They waved at a crowd of onlookers who had gathered to show support. Exactly 1 month after 17 people were killed at the high school in Parkland that we reported on previously, survivors of the massacre joined tens of thousands of students across the United States by walking out of school this morning. So I presume those are the walkouts that that particular caller was discussing. They were held at 10 a.m. local time in each time zone and lasted 17 minutes, 1 minute for each of the Parkland victims. Organizers said the purpose was to highlight Congress's inaction against gun violence plaguing our schools and neighborhoods.
And Daryl, I saw something on Twitter where somebody was claiming to be a high school student somewhere, and they said that they were being forced to walk out. And it was basically a statement of, you know, like, don't believe that this is actually student-led. Now, whether or not that's accurate across the country, if it was accurate only at his school. I saw another report. There was some school where students were threatened with suspension if they walked out, and only one student got up and walked out of the classroom.
Interesting. If you are in high school and you're listening tonight and you saw something happen today or did not see anything happen today with this supposed walkout, you're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it's not like they're missing anything in school, so, you know, might as well do a walkout. It's not like anything is really that important that's going on there. Of course, it's not going to really do anything. What's the old saying from, I think it was the Reagan administration, I'm forgetting the name of the character that said it, but something like, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Right.
So ultimately, the government, they don't care about you walking out of their school classrooms, and, you know, we know it's not going to be prolonged.
Right.
This is a one-time, 17-minute-long thing, and even if they did it once a week, it still wouldn't really impact their education whatsoever.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of times you're just screwing off in class and or there's no real important curriculum or it's just straight up indoctrination or whatever. It's essentially a glorified babysitting service for 8 hours a day or however long the school day is these days. So if you want to comment, though, you're welcome to. And again, if you witnessed something or didn't witness anything, you want to share, you know, what the situation was like in your school, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and then there's also the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. So we were talking about Netflix, which is something that I think a lot of people can relate to, given that 50 million plus households, I'm going to say households, 50 million subscribers, there are probably some households where you've got maybe some, you know, singles or couples living in the same household, maybe they both have their own Netflix subscription, but I bet you a good chunk of those 50 million subscribers are one subscriber for an entire household, and you'll have, you know, a family underneath that person. And so you're probably looking at maybe two to four people that can sort of take advantage of, on average, a Netflix subscription, which, of course, if it were, let's just be conservative and say 2, then you're talking about 100 million people that are kind of touched by those 50 million subscriptions, and you're talking about basically a third of the population of the United States, which
yes.
is huge. That's a lot of people. So not only have they been incredibly successful from a revenue standpoint, because they had so many years where their only costs were shipping houses. You know, they have shipping factories or whatever in different locations around the United States.
Now, hold on. I'm curious here. Of these 54 million Netflix customers in the United States, how many of them are like you to where they still do the I get a DVD a year?
That's a good question. I don't know if they give out public information like that. I don't think they're a publicly owned company, but I could be wrong. Maybe they are. No, I think I've seen the stock numbers for them, so they must be public. I wonder if they give out that information to see.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Also trying to figure out, roughly how many people wind up using a Netflix thing.
Using the service that they've purchased, you mean?
No. So, like you were saying, sometimes, there's 3 people that live in the house and they share a Netflix.
Isn't that where the term Netflix and chill came from, where, people will get together or couples or whatever and they will watch Netflix together, sort of like families or whatever used to watch television?
That's not what Netflix and chill means.
No? Okay, what does it mean?
Let's turn on Netflix and then make out and go have sex.
Oh, so chilling now means having
yes.
sex. Okay, all right, That's
yes.
news to me.
So, no, Ian, I will not Netflix and chill with you after the show.
Good thing I didn't invite you to, then.
Yes.
Because I only have one movie anyway that we could watch.
What's the movie?
The old DVD. I don't even know. I've had it so long, I don't remember what it is.
Now, here's something interesting that I did find. Netflix users collectively watched 1 billion hours of content per week in 2017.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's a lot.
So, yeah, I mean, just the success has been amazing. And I was a subscriber a long time back. Back when they first introduced the streaming, if I recall correctly, they actually gave you both. So if you were a subscriber, you had the streaming access and the DVD access. And then eventually they split them into 2 websites and said, all right, well, if you want the streaming, you can subscribe to the streaming. If you want the DVD, you can subscribe to that. But they're separate subscriptions, and they basically cost the same amount as the 2 together did. So that was essentially a fairly large price increase at that point, because they were dropping the extra level of service off. But, they've done an amazing job and have resulted in an incredible catalog of productions that I think somebody did the – ran the numbers and found how difficult it would be if you actually wanted to watch every single hour of the Netflix programs that they generate every
year. It would be impossible.
It would be very difficult, to do that. We can continue your calls and thoughts here. Folks want to comment on these school walkouts, so we're going to do that coming up here next. Your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE like freedom. I think that's pretty much all we have to say on Netflix. I hope that they are able to produce that news content. Well, it'll be interesting to see what kind of skew Netflix has, if it's easily identifiable or if they kind of keep it journalistic.
Ooh, I wonder if they'll be kind of like PBS, to where it's, more of a journalistic style instead of just some sort of flashing glamour.
But without the government funding. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You join us on the radio or online. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username for you is lrn.fm. Plus, you can join us on the on-air call-in line room of our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And I was happy to see that the $6 shirts that we had ordered have arrived.
Yes, and yes, they have, and I'm wearing mine.
Yours is T-Rex hates push-ups.
Very because cute. He's got the little arms.
I don't know.
And he can't do
right
push-ups. Yeah. There was another one that I thought about getting that said, T-Rex also hates pull-ups, and it showed him trying to reach the pull-up bar. But the other one that I got says beast mode.
Right on. So, yeah, there you go. There's Daryl's shirt on the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. $6 shirts. I got mine with the Snake Plissken silhouette, basically. For those that are unfamiliar with the character, he is the main character in Escape from New York and Escape from Los Angeles.
Oh, that's
the John
Kurt
Carpenter.
Russell.
It's correct. Kurt Russell with an eye patch, basically. So it's like super badass Kurt Russell. Anyway, great movies. The shirts I got are kind of like movie related shirts.
Okay.
But they've got I got another one that's the Fifth Element that shows the five elements.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was motivated to get. They've also got some kind of political shirts. They've got some just straight up funny shirts. They've got like I said, movie related shirts, pop culture related shirts, video gaming related shirts.
Yeah, I also have a shirt that I purchased a while back that's a Hitchhiker Guide to the Galaxy reference where it just says, don't panic.
A lot of people will get that one for sure. $6 shirts, they've got a gigantic selection. I mean, that is not an exaggeration. It is a huge selection of witty and clever shirts that will make you the most exciting person in your social group. I don't know if they guarantee that, but they are cheap. So you get it for $6, and some of them are a little bit more expensive, but you can also batch them up and save even more over at $6shirts.com.
Let's get they also have hoodies and tank tops.
Oh, good to know. It's
that are different prices as well.
Of course, you can't get it. Ain't nobody going to sell you a hoodie for $6.
Right.
So $6shirts.com. Go there, check them out, and they do support Free Talk Live, by the way. Thank you. There's new information here. If you want to save 10% off, and why wouldn't you, use code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at $6shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Neo is calling from Golden Shores, Arizona, listening to K-Talk. Hello, Neo.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
Thank you. I'd like to talk to you about these school walkouts again.
Yeah, sure.
Personally, I do not believe that these children really understand what it is they're trying to do with our constitutional rights in our country. But what's taken me off even more is in a lot of schools, and I know one close here by me in Laughlin, Arizona, the high school, when the kids didn't want to participate in it, they scheduled a fire drill. Right at the same time and forced all of the kids out into the school, out to the field to make it look like they were participating in the walkout.
Wow.
And that went on in a lot of places. So I think that the schools or the principals or the school boards or the city government has an agenda to make it look like more people are taking part in this walkout than really want to be.
Hold on. So let me propose an alternate theory here. Couldn't it be that they scheduled the fire drill that way, you sort of make sure that nobody's walking out of anything important?
No.
I don't believe so. I really don't. That's... They want everybody out there to look like the whole school is united in this walkout.
Now,
why were principals at schools across the country threatening to suspend kids?
He's saying this was one school.
That was a very few schools where the kids were threatened, but, I mean, being honest, I mean...
Right, but it's... The globalist or whoever the they is want all of this to happen, then it's going to happen at every school.
You know, were you saying this happened just in Golden Shores or that you'd heard this happened elsewhere?
It didn't happen in Golden Shores. We don't have a high school here. It happened right across the river from me in Laughlin, Nevada. And I've also heard on Facebook it's happened at a lot of other schools where they forced the entire student body.
Okay, so this is hearsay. So you heard from somebody and then heard on Facebook. You don't know for sure.
I live right here by Laughlin, so I know that one happened for sure.
Right, okay. But the claim is that there's some group somewhere that is trying to make it appear as though all of these students are actually protesting when they could be forced to go protest. That's the claim, right?
Well, in some places this is going on at. I'm not saying at every school that was the case, but in some schools that is the case.
I find it plausible what you're saying here. I mean, certainly somebody who has a political agenda, and you better believe that the school teachers and the administrators have agendas. They may have different agendas because they're individuals, but somebody who has a specific agenda, who does want these walkouts to appear more successful, could very well use their power to schedule such a thing. I don't find that unbelievable. I do find it becoming a little more unbelievable that there will be somebody pulling the strings at the top.
Right, it's like George Soros is giving all of these school teachers money to...
No, I don't
make your students go walk out.
No, I don't buy that. But, thanks for bringing that story up. I appreciate it.
Can I bring up one more point?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm sure by now you guys have heard about the school teacher in California that accidentally discharged a firearm and hit three kids.
No, I didn't hear about that.
I saw a headline about some kind of discharge of a firearm, but I didn't know it was California.
What happened there?
Well, I guess he was giving a class on firearm safety. And my point is, everybody's yelling that teachers aren't qualified to handle firearms, that cops are more well-trained. This teacher was a cop. He was a reserve police officer that works as a teacher on his off time.
Wow. So reminds me of the video of the gun instructor saying, nobody in this room is qualified to handle these firearms.
The DEA
and he
guy.
Goes to put it in his holster.
And he shoots himself.
And he pulls the trigger and shoots himself in his leg.
That one's funny because he only hurts himself. In this case, it does appear that some of the students were injured. So it's not as funny. Not funny at all. Hey, Neo, thanks for sharing the story. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But yeah, that video's it's a classic for sure. And he was DEA, if I recall correctly.
Okay. I just recall he was, you know, some kind of gun instructor.
Yeah. Acting like he knew everything and then shoots himself. Let's
continue. I'm the only
here.
One qualified to handle this.
Richard is on the line in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, watching us on Twitch, twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Richard. Hello, Richard. Going once. Richard, you got to talk right into your phone, man. We can't hear you. Going once.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're going to have to take it off speakerphone, man.
And also, listen to the phone. Don't try listening to Twitch, because that's not going to be, you know,
it'll be confusing. Yeah, sure.
Hello.
That makes any sense.
We hear you now.
Yes.
We hear you now. Yes, sir. Okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Now, what do you guys think about giving teachers guns, like training the teachers and giving them guns?
I don't think anybody should be given a gun who doesn't want a gun. I think that if a teacher is a gun, you know, they're into guns and they have already done their own training or they would like to seek training, that they individually should be allowed to do something like that. But nobody should be given a gun that doesn't want to have
it. I don't like the idea of government running schools.
Thanks for the call. Well, right. Yes, I agree with you there, Daryl. And certainly a private school could make a decision to say they don't want their teachers to have guns at all.
Right.
Or they could allow teachers to have guns if they wanted. I think it would be a terrible idea to force all teachers at a school to be armed if they didn't want to be. So it kind of reminds me of the old story at, what was it, Kennesaw, Georgia, that at one time actually passed some kind of town ordinance requiring everybody to carry a gun or own a gun.
There was some kind of opt-out if you had objection to owning a firearm.
I see. Because, yeah, I mean, you don't want to force somebody into a situation that's uncomfortable for them against their will. But ultimately, if indeed there is a right to bear arms, and there should be, in my opinion, then individuals working for the government should also have a right to bear arms, specifically these teachers who may want to have them to protect themselves and their students. And if there were more guns in school, then there would be much less likelihood, in my opinion, of people being shot up in mass numbers because nobody is around to defend anyone.
Right.
Except, you know, the only person with a gun on campus legally is generally the school resource officer.
Who's hiding on the other side of the car.
And he's not obligated to protect anybody. You may think that the police are obligated, but I'm sorry, they're not. You can do a quick Google search of no obligation to protect, and you will find multiple court cases from the Supreme Court in the United States that make it crystal clear that the police, nor any other government agency, has any obligation whatsoever to provide you with any services, especially not that service of protection, which, of course, means that the whole idea that you're a citizen is completely invalidated, because citizen is somebody who exchanges the duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, but there is no obligation.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny
sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.